Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help candy, baby.
You know him,
to
seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smellgood,
an
international
call. This is Tasha. Interface complete.
All right, people, y'all noticed the super extended version of Marvin Gaye's Got to Give It Up.
God damn it.
Get about another 45 minutes to this one song. Check it out. Don't welcome everybody to the show, man. This is a big day right here. You know what I'm saying? Live on Record of Game Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Pride. It's your host with the most cap smell so good, man. Celebrating 10,000 show listeners. That's real, man. You know what I'm saying? I'd like to thank the Lord for allowing 10,000 people, you know what I'm saying, to actually check this show out, man. You know, with or without enjoyment, goddammit, it was checked out. That's the main thing. So all we're doing is just partying for a little bit, y'all. We just partying, you know what I'm saying? I got some new music coming from the Jackal's Head. And, you know, we got a couple of old school classics. You know, it's going down, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, anybody know who the guest is? Because people listen, we don't do guests on the show. Even though so many people be inviting people, the only reason why I don't be giving the motherfuckers the boot, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, people invite outside forces in. So that's cool with me, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, motherfuckers need to come in, take a time to get to know the show, and then go on and sign up, you know what I'm saying? And today's day is all we dedicated to, you know what I'm saying? Girl, 10,000 show listeners. Yes, yes. Eddie Murphy, if y'all didn't know that, brother. I'm talking about. That's real. That's a toast, goddammit. Toast to everybody out there who, you know what I'm saying, has been here since the conception of the show, since February 2009. And we are officially a year and 3 months into this whole crazy nutty venture, you know what I'm saying, that we've been setting out. On back in February and of 2009. So you know, been having a good time, man. We've been doing what to do. You know what I'm saying? And in fact, that's how I'm feeling. Let me bring my dog Key One real quick. You know what I'm saying? And it's just a party today. I got some old throwback classics from. Let's see, the Cooling Game popped up. We got some Celebration we're gonna be playing. Got one from, well, I guess actually got a couple of them from Homeboy, which is called the Jackal's Head, and we're going to be playing his music coming up. So, you know, got a lot of stuff to be playing on the show today, and yeah, 10,000 shows, goddammit, that was one of my major goals, you know, and I said I'll be doing my little party once we reach it. So here we go, we are officially into it, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and walk on over here so I can get started. Mm-hmm. All right. And we're going to get wait for the Jackal's Head to actually upload so we can turn you guys on to some new hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Right here live on the Shizzo. Yeah, Nizzo. And then we're going to get back into the, you know, old school classes and all that kind of shit like that. So this right here is my homeboy. The Jackal, checking him out at the Jackal's Head, man. Just Google THAJACKALSHEAD, the Jackal's Head, and you can hear this type of good music. You know what I'm saying? New music right here on Record of Game Radio. 10,000 show listens Thursday, man. It's going down right here in the building. Stand up. Yeah.
See now, I'm back. I'm here. I'm back. It's clear. This is hip hop, homie, in the form so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my hands round.
grab shit to nephews and nieces. Fans become fans when I rip apart a thesis. I can say anything, the kids will still believe it. You sound pretty smart till a smart person comes. Without an education, got the boss to call you dumb. So, how you feel now with them thousands gone? I can make you feel stupid with my wit and charm. Now, the music I love is the music you hear. When I take it step by step, like I'm shifting a gear. Build the rep, got your street cred, you step to the steps. That you got within your boundaries with tons of respect. Now, everybody from the neighborhood is calling your name. Fortune and fame, along with it you must entertain. Money to gain, money to burn, haters to aim. Drama to turn, pages to turn, sense to flame now. Love me or hate me, appreciate it greatly. Faded, now lady, let me live or fucking take me. Maybe I'm crazy, or maybe I'm saying yo. Jesus in plain clothes, playing through the radio. Far from, I might be slightly in sight G. Past the mic, me try to vision what I might see. I thought I'd paint a picture in music. I'm an artist, so picture an upbringing, cold and fucking heartless. It's nothing but a process, some shit that I done learned though. Got a couple haters, motherfuckers gonna burn slow. Learn yo, maybe you got an angel, a lock on a target, some shit that I can aim to. Am I simply crazy, some shit that I've become now. A lot of people misinterpret, so just let me dumb down. Money cash rules everything that I'm about to say. That I'm not, I am just another side. Now if they were to ask and I were to tell, then I would reply, if I pay well. But if I do me and you like my move, then just let me be and I can save this soup. This is hip hop, homie, and a form so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my hands around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The talent I have, I grab with the mic too. Yo, it's basic mathematics. When you treat the mic like if it was drugs and you was the addict. See, the streets can make your mind fall into bad habits. So I stay strong and away from the negatives just to live lavish. I keep training night after night in a padded room in front of the MIC. Lights off, no AC. Welcome to the life of an MC. And I only speak about the world that I see. If you got time, homie, I like to tell you my story. A life full of smoking weed and having the finest bitches perform sex orgies. Spending late nights at South Beach Club hopping to get exposure. From mixtapes to doing shows with my soldier. See if I keep it true to this art form that I love. Then bad luck won't fit on me like OJ's bloody glove. And maybe someday the sun will shine up above. Dog, I see myself still rapping till I'm old and gray. And even if I am or ain't paid, I'll be an MC till I see my grave. People wonder how one thinks of the shit he spits. But it's simple when you live the way we have, it's easy to rip. It comes from the inner soul, a gift you just can't seem to get rid. So go ahead, let the haters who want to talk shit spread their lips. Cause even though this is hip hop, nigga, I still got my nine by my hip. No matter what hood you in, dog, we smoking the same trees. Don't get it twisted, money. This is still that thug shit. And in the South, we don't talk loud, we just pull out the head. Careful, fella, before you wake up with your throat slit. Oh, and just to let you know, hip hop ain't dead. Some new logic for your hands, the jackal. See now, let's go! Now if they were to ask and I were to tell, then I would reply, if I pay well. But if I do me and you like my move, then just let me be and I can save this soup. This is hip-hop, homie, and the form so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my hand around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The talent I have, I grab with the mic too. Yeah!
10,000 shows. Listens, that is. 10,000 show listens, goddammit. You fucking right. And staying dedicated, you know what I'm saying? Dedicated to the craft, man. This is my craft. This is what I love to do, you know what I'm saying? Bring real information and entertainment to the world. You know, because my world is so small, man. So this is a chance for me to get to a national outlet, you know what I'm saying? An international spot, reach. Is that, you know what I'm saying, you know, hey, might not have ever heard this show before. So welcome, everybody, you know what I'm saying, to the show, and thank you. You know what I'm saying? Hit y'all up with a little promo, though. This ain't one of our official sponsors, though. You know what I'm saying?
I'm running on air. I'm walking on clouds. I don't exercise.
I don't care. Pompous.
I pay top dollar for these incredible high-technology polyester shoes to walk around the mall and shop for more sports equipment I won't play sports in. I need to get more from life. Much more. I need to get high. Really high. High on air. Oh, yeah. These Air-ish shoes really pump up.
That's right. You can now buy some air. The science of sports and marketing results in a shoe that pumps. Sounds silly to you? What if we told you that Air-ish Pump Up would improve your game by 300%?
But I don't have a game.
You gotta have game. Be a winner.
Pump up and slam dunk.
Oh, yeah.
God, the size of your shoes.
You'll shave seconds off your personal best.
Oh, yeah. You mean I can whack off even more times a day?
Absolutely. Probably 5 times more. Because you'll be walking on air. You'll feel so much more athletic after pumping up your shoes, you'll automatically lose weight and feel high tech. Just like the sports stars. You are a star.
Now you're a winner with Air and his shoes.
Now I can reach for the stars. I've pumped up my ego.
Pump it up with Eric.
Get your game on with Eris Pump Up Shoes. You can get them at any shoe palace near you, or you can find them at Mervyn's. Exclusives just for you.
Eris Pump Shoes. You know, that was one of our favorite commercials back in the days. Yeah, we got a bunch of crazy commercials here, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, sometimes I do get a little serious, you know what I'm saying? And such as this promo right here. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Hot Steps Magazine.
Hot Steps Magazine, KCGT, and Knockhart Entertainment presents 12 dance crews competing for a $2,000 prize. Hip-hop, crump, and dancehall. It's all happening Saturday, May 22nd from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Reggie Lewis Athletic Center, 1350 Tremont Street in Boston. There will be celebrity judges and performances.
Hold up, don't forget. Russell Ferguson, Ernest Enoch Phillips, Status Quo, Ricardo Foster Jr., Anna Rockefeller Garcia, Hot Steps Dance Crew, YBS, and United Styles Tour.
All on Saturday, May 22nd at the Reggie Lewis Athletic Center, 1350 Tremont Street in Boston, New England. Don't miss this event. For tickets and info, call 617-233-3631.
ConceptsMagazine.com.
Hip-hop, crunk, dancehall, and much more. Saturday, May 22nd. All brought to you by Concepts Magazine, the hottest dance competition in New England.
Record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Linda, this is DJ Smell So Good. Hey, just give me a call if you can before 2 o'clock. Give me a call back at area code 347-237-5125. Not the actual number that popped up on your phone because I'll be live on the radio show and I can't click over. All right, so just try to touch bases with you, you know, see what's going on, playing a couple of promos up in here. So, you know, when you get a chance, hit me up, 347-237-5125. All right, this DJ Smells So Good.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. Thank you. Your message.
Uh-huh. So, right here, live, officially, man, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get into some nutty shit, man. Of course, we got the nutty news coming up. And, goddamn, Tito, why the fuck you calling me, man? They keep doing that shit. All right, anyway. I'm going to send some thank yous. Alexander, Mr. Alexander 84, Heavenly Angel, Cyanide out there for hanging in here. Let's see. Yeah, we do got to do the favorite ice cream flavors. Yeah, man, we need to make calls, man. What's a good ice cream place to call, though? Okay, that's Heavenly Angel. All right, I got you. Fuck, let's call Bluebell. How about that? Bluebell ice cream. The hell kind of crazy ass site is this? Still have gallons. Alright, well, let's beam Ms. Heavenly Angel up real quick while we entertaining the ice cream, you know what I'm saying? Finna attempt to call Bluebell Ice Cream and see what the flavors of the month is. See if we can get some old cougar snatch flavor. You know what I'm saying? We came up with a couple of flavors last night. Cougar snatch flavor. What was the other? We had some couple of flavors. I forgot to write them down. Welcome to the show, Miss Heavenly Angel. All my Washington folks out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
state of Washington. I keep going off about not being a part of the District of Columbia and shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not way over there.
I'm not.
Happy 10,000 show listeners Thursday.
That's real. Thank you very much. And then trying to put my last little bit of shake together because I ran out of fucking herb and shit. Yeah, you know how you get down to that last little bit, you start scraping the bowl.
Yeah, I'm about there myself.
I'm at the scrape the bowl, man. But at the bottom of it, see, I got the grinder with the little trap at the bottom, the THC trap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what that is? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, man,
grinder,
that motherfucker's filled up. You know what I'm saying? I got that filled up. So that'll be the second blunt.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. Had a good, I forgot what the hell they call them, economical blunts or some shit, like chemical blunts, that what they call them?
I haven't heard of that.
Yeah.
Chemical ones.
Yeah, my homeboy, when you take all your roaches and shit and then crush them up together, call that a chemical blunt. But then, you know what I'm saying, got all kind of different.
That's a new one on me.
That's from California, well, that's from California, yeah. That's my homeboy, California, Goofy Bone. Motherfucker done got a job now and shit. That's why he ain't been on the goddamn radio. But, you know, congratulations to all my Mexicans who can actually get a goddamn real job. Shit. And not motherfucking not working on the damn side of the road and shit. Which, you know, kills me in essence, too. But I'm like, how in the hell Mexican come here and get a skilled labor job such as construction and shit. But then when it comes to fast food and shit, you don't see none of the motherfuckers in fast food. Somebody got to take a recount on your mind, mental mind thing, when you ever seen a Mexican in a fast food restaurant. Any fast food restaurant. Exactly. Unless it's a damn Mexican restaurant. Motherfuckers just don't come down here and work in the fast food. One funny thing I seen though, damn Mexican standing on the side of the road talking about, you know what I'm saying, homeless need food. I said, man, if you don't get your ass off this damn corner trying to act like you're a fucking American, that's an American fucking tactic that we came up with. You know what I'm saying? To get some easy goddamn cash. That's pretty much it. But your ass standing out here, man, please. All these construction crews on the side of the goddamn road, somebody, and see what how Florida done fucked you over down here. It really embarrassing. Motherfuckers want to stand on the side of the road talking about they homeless and all that shit. Well, they required to wear a road guard vest.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah. Big-ass fluorescent green road guard vest. Why all these? So this shit, you got to see this picture. You got the motherfuckers out here selling newspapers, but, you know, with their road guard vest on. Then you got this other asshole standing across the street with his road guard vest on talking about, please help, I'm homeless, need food. Bitch, get the fuck out of here, man. These same dudes that worked with the newspaper company, they was either once homeless or they homeless too, you know what I'm saying? And they just, you know, gave up the fact of, you know, taking the super easy way out and just standing on the corner. You know what I'm saying? We're looking for the handout. You know, I mean, to me now, everything is a job. You know what I'm saying? If you get up and you stand on that fucking corner 9 in the morning to 5 in the evening, you know what I'm saying? That's still a job.
Hold
and I ain't hating on nobody's hustle. Yeah, I ain't hating on nobody's hustle. But, yeah.
I hear them.
I don't give that up.
Standing on the corner.
I know they do. I watched this one dude. And I cussed his ass out, you know what I'm saying? Because I fucked around and, you know, gave his ass a dollar one time. He stayed right down the street from my house. And then I see him, like, 2 days later. I'm pulling out of my complex, and I see this bitch driving the opposite way in a nice-ass, I don't know what the hell kind of car it was, but it had, you know, tint and rims on the bitch. And he got his punk ass sitting up in there just sipping on a beer and shit as he ride back towards his house or where the fuck he stayed at.
You know.
So from then on, yeah, I just, you know, I don't do that shit. I don't do that shit. I seen a fucking white girl, a little young white girl, look like she in her 20s and shit. I just seen this the other day, talking about lost my job, need money. Well, bitch, please. If you just lost your job, go file unemployment.
For real.
That ain't no motherfucking excuse
weeks,
to have
though.
Your motherfucking
ass. That can
ass.
Take weeks.
Yeah. That's true,
take
too.
Weeks. You know?
I don't know. There, she looked like, but see, she looked like one of them rave chicks. You know what I'm saying? She had the old pink hair and shit. So to me, it don't look like she would have had a problem obtaining money from friends and shit to get a buy. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But you never know. You know what I'm saying? People run into fucked up shit every day that you know what I'm saying, puts them in the world, man.
Well, I don't mind giving when I can give, you know? I give even when I can't give, you know?
Yeah. Well, I still find myself giving a motherfucker a dollar, man. You know what I'm saying? If you let a dollar make you or break you, man, then... You know, that's just telling what kind of person you are, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll give away the last dollar I got, you know?
As long as I got some weed, you know what I'm saying? I can't give you my last dollar, but, you know, I need that last buck to get me a blunt. Now, you hey, hey, you know, I'm just saying, man, we both are needy. We both needy people right now.
You can ask your friend for one.
For what, a blunt?
Yeah, maybe you can ask your friend for a blunt and go buy a lotto ticket with the dollar.
Yeah, I don't fuck around with that lotto shit. That's the biggest racket in town.
Goddamn
lotto.
Yeah,
but it don't go to how the hell Florida got one of the biggest lotteries that people don't hardly ever fucking win. But none of our education system sucks ass.
Yeah, and that's what it was for in the first place. You voted
in
your state to help the school system, and that's how they reeled it in. And they, you know, they're asking money all the time.
Man. Kids got to bring 30 fucking items to school in order for them to have education. Bring their own toilet paper, their own pens, their own pencils, their own paper, own glue.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? What the hell is the school responsible for?
Then they're asking for more money.
Man.
I was buying the pencil sharpeners for the classroom and volunteering time every day.
No, they do. Boy, that's the state your kids are in, though. You know what I'm saying? Because you in their damn classrooms, you know what I'm saying? And they trying to teach you, they gonna teach you. But hell, if little Johnny didn't bring his goddamn markers and shit, you know what I'm saying? He ain't. I don't know. Well, that's just dumb shit. But see, this is why I said homeschooling. You know what I'm saying? I'll be one for homeschooling. You know, if I had the motherfucking patience and shit to sit there and, you know, reteach myself and all that, you know, I would be in tune for homeschooling.
Well, teachers have a big responsibility. They have like 24 students in their class. I mean, it's hard enough just home with one kid. Could you imagine a whole room full of them? 6 hours? That's a lot of work, and they don't get paid enough. But, yeah, the system.
Well, then you should go up on pay, not go up on all this other kind of shit. Pay is a motivation. That's all pay is for. If you take pay away from a teacher, period, you'll still have some teachers that will motherfucking be there for the students, and some just going to be there for, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they got a degree in it, so where else are they going to go? Anyway, it's a celebration today.
Yeah, basically, you know what I'm saying? That's what we're doing today. I tried to drop Bluebell Creameries online, but they don't have a phone number. We got some new flavors we want to introduce to them, you know what I'm saying?
What about Ben and Jerry's? Why don't you give them a call?
Oh, bend over, Jerry's. My bad.
Somehow I knew that was coming.
Ben and Jerry's ice cream, people. Here we go. Let's see if we can. Well, I don't think it's Ben and Jerry's. I don't put Jerry's in the motherfucker. All right, here we go. Ben and Jerry. Okay, benandjerry.com. Let's go. Okay, contact us. Contact Flavor Load. Looking for a flavor in a store near you. Yeah, I was looking for that Cougar Snatch. Ah, man, they even got suggestive flavor and shit. Probably got to send it online and shit.
Contact us online, it says. Contact us by phone. You got it?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
It's right here.
Oh, okay, there it goes, yeah, at the bottom. 1-802-846-1500.
Right.
All right. Ben and Jerry's in recording. Crucial info from these recordings. First, instead of asking to be connected to the specific departments, that's the way to get the scoop on what you're seeking. Okay, we got event support, foundation inquiries, franchise, international expansion. All right. Let's see what we can do here. Porn music back on, and let's see if we can call somebody. Get somebody on the line. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But it's porn music, though. So how your day going today, Mrs. Heavenly Angel?
It's going. It's 9:30 here. It's going to be a nice warm day, 75 today. Things are looking up.
Oh, heating up. Things are heating.
Oh.
All right, people, here we go. Let's call for fucking Ben and Jerry.
Good afternoon, Ben and Jerry's.
Ben and Jerry's, hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm excellent. I'm excellent. Just wondering, man, I'm on your website. I noticed that you have a suggestion box for different flavors and stuff like that?
Right.
How does that actually work as far as submitting?
I don't really know, but let me get you some help on here.
Oh, okay.
Hi, this is Annie. May I help you?
Wow, Annie. Sound hot.
Well, I don't know about that.
Hey, I got a question for you. I'm on your website. You got a... You got a little spot on here where it says flavor suggestions. Suggest a flavor. Have an idea for a flavor for your product.
Uh-huh.
How does that work?
Well, you'd want to submit it there because there is a couple of formalities that we need to take as far as the rights to the flavor idea.
Mm-hmm.
But you can submit it there. There is no monetary award for flavor suggestions. But we often do give credit to the creator. So if we do in fact use a flavor that you've suggested, you know, sometimes you can be involved in the marketing or credit for it.
Now, is there a PG-13 rating? You know, because I had ideas like, you know, I got adult friends and we all sat around, and I'm not going to tell you how we came to the idea of these flavor names, but you had to be in a different mind state, put it that way.
Well, it would have to be, you know, something that could pass for a supermarket shelf.
Oh, okay.
So I would say
the buttery,
you know,
nipples, that wouldn't work.
That probably would not work.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Cougar snatch, how about that?
No, I doubt it.
Smelly, let's see. Trying to think of a good one, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
something that my friends appeal to. You don't have any herbal flavored ice cream, do you?
We don't, no.
You don't have a special section that makes that?
We don't have any herbal flavors, but that might be a suggestion you could put in.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Your Canada section, you don't have a Canada department. You know, Canada's legal, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Hey, now you guys might need to open up a branch in Canada. You know what I'm saying?
You can go ahead and put in suggestions. That would be fine.
Yeah, I'll be a rep. I'll definitely work for you then. You know, I've been working like 30 years, but I'll definitely work for you on that. Wow. All right, well, hey, actually, you know, I'm calling from the radio. I'm an actual radio show host. And, you know, today was what's the flavor of the month for ice creams?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so you're the lucky contestant. And we're actually calling. Give me some promo, you know, because we're on.
No. But thanks anyway.
No, hey,
hey,
well, you
have a great day.
You're getting free promo Anyways, BenandJerry.com, people. Go and check them out and submit your flavor of the month. Simple as that, you know. Nothing too wild for you. But, hey, thank you for accepting the call. Have a great day.
All
right. That worked.
Delicious.
Yeah, she didn't freak out, you know what I'm saying, from the first one. I thought she was a lot of cougar snatch. Yeah. She didn't catch on to that one, you know what I mean?
Not to laugh. Oh, my God.
Ah, man, yeah, go ahead and open up in Canada. You know what I'm saying? We's legal in Canada. Shit, that's what I'm talking about. I'll be the first one to move.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Buttery nipples.
Nipples.
I don't think we're looking for the adult line of ice cream. Coming out with a special adult brand, you know what I'm saying?
Real cream ice cream, right? Mm-hmm.
Real cream. We put the real meaning of cream in ice cream.
With cream, yeah.
She'll throw it off for a minute, though. She's like, herbal ice cream. I never thought about that. I would eat some of that. No, you would, lady. We know you would. You know what I'm saying? Damn.
Yeah, you
all
did
right,
hear
people.
That, didn't you? That was funny.
Yeah, I know she'd be all up on that. She'd be eating about a gallon a day. Wouldn't be able to get to work and shit. I don't know what happened, boss. I just ate a cup of ice cream and yeah, La La Land kicks in.
Easy Rider says raunchy rum. Raunchy rum ice cream.
I don't fuck with Easy. Easy Rider, if he called, man, that motherfucker, he would come up with some flavors for your ass. So, yeah, I ain't, his creative mind is a little way past mine. You know what I'm saying? he would have came up with something like Cougar Snatch. You know what I'm saying? Like that's along his lines. Like, you know, you don't have any hot buttery ass stomach ripple. You got any stomach ripple? Yeah, I like stomach roll ice cream. Yeah. Oh, guess nobody wants that kind of flavor. No, that's probably Chinese. You know what I'm saying? To be making some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got cat ice cream, cat dog ice cream, raunchy rum. Huh? Yeah, we need to call them. Yeah, we're gonna call somebody else and. See if we can suggest an alcohol line of ice cream. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You guys got any natural ice cream? Coke 45 ice cream. That's what I'm talking about. How about some gin and ice cream? Gin and juice ice cream.
There you go. That's it right there.
That's what I'm talking about, some Remy ice cream. You guys got Remy on the rocks? Tender butt cracks. Tender cheeks, yeah, that sounds like a good ice cream. Tender cheeks, you guys got some tender cheeks ice cream? Call up, see if we can get that on. All right, check this out, people. One quick
11300 narcotics call down in Flint County. Report of a pot field there. Send some units. Send some snacks, please.
Oh, did he say send some snacks? You got to love the police, man. You got to love the police. I don't, but you got to love the police. All right.
No.
Yeah. I got to get into a song. Yeah, we'll be back. Somebody pat me on the back. Oh, there's nobody here.
I got you back.
All right, back on black. Chunk along up. Right here live on Regular Gay Radio. We'll be right back.
Yeah. We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with that blunt rolled up. Gotta keep it gangster, gotta keep it 100. Get it, man. Live how you live. Only thing on your mind should be handling. Put it down for the town that you claim it, homie. That don't shake me, my turf, I'ma keep it burning. East side of the day, man, home of the tank. If you try to get fucked, yes, you will get sprayed. These dudes around here, man, they don't play. They don't follow any rules, they do shit their way. Straight low records, man, we push it to the limit. We gon' keep on hustling till our money's to the ceiling. We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up. Gotta keep it gangster, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get your money. Claim your hood, rep your set. Stack them dollars, cash them checks. Get it how you get it, man, live how you live. Only thing on your mind should be handling beer.
Always a gangster, gangster. Always on the grind, 24-7. And you know I gotta get mine. Smoking on a blunt and counting my bills. Tripping on my life, man, this shit is real. I got hoes, I got dollars, I got every drug you need. I even seen things that you'll never wanna see. Handling my business and you know it's a must. Trying to get in my way, you'll see the bottom of my truck. Don't even try to disrespect. Straight look records in the house and you know we breaking necks. We taking over the scene when we hit the building. The ladies all chucking and I got the feeling. Buying out the bar, that's what I do best. When you're a boss in your city, you can't settle for less. Handling your business and putting some work. And if a fool got problems, you better leave them in some dirt.
We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up. Gotta keep it gangster, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get your money. Claim your hood, rep your set. Stack them dollars, cash them checks. Get it how you get it, man, live how you live. Only thing on your mind should be handling beer. We ride for the city where the sharks reside. And I'ma keep on smoking if I got supply. SLR, bitch, know the name. It's straight low records, I won't say it again. Goofy Bone be the CEO, Bruce be the vice president. We handle biz, we handle biz. Like Master P, man, we bout it, bout it. Fuck with our crew and we will get rowdy. Knock you on the ground, beat your fucking ass. Next time you think twice about fucking with us. If you come to the block, you better have a pass. You think you get a free gig, don't quit fast. I could give a motherfucker what a hater gotta say. Cause I love my city, inside San Jose. I'ma keep this shit moving.
That's right. When Martin Lee Anderson went into the boot camp one day and came out dead that same day, I know then they was having a gangster party on us.
Puppet Master.
World premiere.
I love my city.
What the business is, man, is your boy BJ Shoes. I mean, you in tune to the sound of the Puppet Master, you dig? What a little life. Holla for the boy. Yeah.
Office.
Yes, I would like to talk to the president of Atlanta.
The who?
The president of your town.
The president?
Of like your town is Miss
Atlanta.
The
mayor?
Yeah, I'm having problems with, you know, is this like the colored people coming into town this week?
Yes.
Hey, you know, I want to do something, you know, where I can stop all of this right here. I'm not going to be able to transport my hogs or whatever. I'm trying to get some of my hogs sold. And the colored's going to have all the streets blocked off.
Okay. Would you like the traffic number?
No, I don't want to. I want to talk to the president of Atlanta.
Okay.
Pardon me?
Huh?
Because, you know, I don't, you know, some of my best, I got a best friend that's black. You know, I'm not racist or nothing like that. But the colored's, you know, they're like, you know, taking over for the whole couple of days or whatever, and I can't get none of my hoes and stuff taken care of. What are you going to do?
Hello? Hello?
Yes. Aren't the college coming to town this week, like the little young kids?
Yeah, the college students are.
Right. I don't want, like, none of these freaking colors coming to town. I want to get it stopped because it's not fair. When white people come to town, you know, we don't do all that crap.
I made it rain. Vinny, I think we got one on this one, man.
I made it rain.
Make it rain.
What?
Woo!
And I bet that I can do whatever you want me to.
Time for the 10,000 show nutty news. 10,000 show, this is Thursday, man. This is the 10,000th time motherfucker done heard the nutty news. Lying like a motherfucker. Nutty news is actually a new little segment, you know what I'm saying, here on Wrecking the Game Radio. It's been implemented to give you news from around the world, and I mean the world. Because the headlines that you receive is not the headlines that I receive, you know what I'm saying? And So that's why we share this, you know, we share headlines from all the way around the world. Let me beam up Miss Heavenly Angel back up on the phone. All righty then.
Thanks for bringing
and,
it back.
Yeah,
that was a soft landing.
that herbal landing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm floating. Landing on that cloud of smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Landing on the cloud of smoke. You got, where's my damn, we start the news and shit on. And Scooby-dooby-doo, where are you? You got a quarter?
I got 2 dimes and a nickel.
Shit. Damn machine doesn't accept that. I need a quarter, people. We need a quarter to start the game.
Somebody call in with a quarter.
Do 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 do. All right, fine, people. You're not going to freaking call in. She's only got 2 dimes and a quarter and a nickel. We're going to have to take this to the virtual bank and change this in. Hold on, people. All right. Make that into a quarter. And let's go ahead and get this game started, and then we can get into the news. Here we go. All right, another news today is brought to you, Pop, anothernewstoday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, and off-the-wall news, man, that we bring it to you from around the world, and I mean the world. And although motherfucking Mozilla is taking 100 years to goddamn crank up, you know what I'm saying, we're going to get something in the background, a little Ashwood, as our theme music to start the day off. All right, here we go. Oh, I thought it was going to quit. All right. Don't forget, we got Featured Indie Friday coming up tomorrow. I'm going to have, somebody on the show. Some artist on the show tomorrow. Call up some artists and shit. Yummy. Everybody hold your stomachs. Because we're going to China. You probably won't hear it there, though. Because dog is on the menu for astronauts.
I like to make a toast to everybody that
that's what I'm talking about. Yang Liwei, the 44-year-old military pilot who commanded the Shenzhou 5 mission, revealed the menu on board the spacecraft in his autobiography. Many of my friends are curious about what we eat in space and think that the astronauts must have some expensive delicacies like shark's fin or abalone, he wrote. He listed a menu including braised chicken, steamed fish, and dog meat. Yummy! Fido has finally made the menu in space. Right. That was fucked up. You know, they closed down a Chinese spot down here because these motherfuckers were serving cats. You know what I'm saying? And then the motherfuckers finally found out the bitches were serving cats to the neighborhood and shit. I'm like, what the? Can't get your ass out here with that shit, man. All right, people. Going over here to Honolulu. Shout out to his Miss Thang. New Hawaii law blocks Obama birth document request. I mean, who the fuck cares? It's now law, which motherfuckers had to waste money on just to motherfucking do some stupid shit like this. But it's now law in Hawaii that the state government can ignore repetitive requests for President Barack Obama's birth certificate. Republican Governor Linda Lingle signed into law a bill allowing state government agencies not to respond to follow-up requests for information if they determine that the subsequent request is duplicative or substantially similar to a previous request. The law is aimed at so-called birthers who claim Obama is ineligible to be president, as if it would make a fucking difference now anyways. You motherfucker, man. People waste y'all time on a lot of motherfucking shit, man. I mean, you can be spending it on a whole lot of other shit, you know what I'm saying? than trying to motherfucking dethrone a motherfucker, man, please. He is not the problem, people. He is not the problem. Believe you me, Obama is just the puppet, not the problem. All right, let's keep this thing moving. We're going to be over here in California, where Los Angeles City Council votes to boycott Arizona. You can boycott another city? Wow. I guess so. The city council voted to boycott Arizona businesses, making Los Angeles the largest city to take such action to protest the state's tough new law targeting illegal immigration. The 13-1 vote, which came after emotional discussion in which several council members recounted their immigrant ancestors, was largely symbolic since only a small percentage of the city's businesses' dealings are affected. Damn. That's some powerful shit now. You can shut a bitch businesses down because of what your own state is doing. Now, ain't that the same thing as what the fuck Arizona is doing? Yeah. Alright. There's no right or wrong in that situation. You know what I'm saying? Now, y'all gonna shut these people businesses down who ain't got nothing to do with the you know what I'm saying, with the state. That has nothing to do with nothing. So why the hell you... Alright. Keep it moving. Middletown, Connecticut. Sister is not entitled to lotto cut. Goddamn right. I remember this one. Connecticut judge ruled an 87-year-old woman does not have to share her $500,000 Powerball jackpot with her sister. Teresa Sakaitis, 84, claimed in her suit against Sister Rose Bacasa, 87, that she was entitled to a share of the jackpot because of a contract the pair signed in 1995 to solidify their gambling partnership. Man, what kind of bullshit you done fucking pulled? What the hell? We're in Australia, where a man battles for life after eating slug. Why would you eat a fucking slug? What the fuck is wrong with you stupid people? A Sydney man is critically ill after eating a slug as a dare, leading authorities to issue health warnings on devouring raw gastropods. The 21-year-old contracted rat lungworm disease, a rare form of meningitis, after the stunt. Rat lungworm disease is caused by Anglo-Strongylus condensis, some shit like that, a parasitic worm that is carried in the pulmonary arteries of rats. Larvae are excreted in the rats' droppings, which are often eaten by slugs and snails. What? All right. First award of the day, people. Sorry about that. Yeah, that's definitely an award. Because that's not even an award. That's nasty shit. But, you know.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
And eat some goddamn worm. Slug. Not worms. We take it past the motherfucking double dog dare, triple dog dare to... You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers been watching goddamn X Factor and shit and on TV and thinking that, yeah, hey, we can do that. Those weren't props. Those were real slugs. Some motherfucking lie, man. Y'all some dumbass kids, man. Kids. Well, I ain't going to say kids because he's 21 years old doing some stupid shit like that. So, you know. This is F1 Diamond in the background. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out. We over here in Collier County, Florida, when umbrellas attack. Yeah. Two Naples businesses are being sued by customers who claim they were injured by large table umbrellas. A New Jersey woman is suing Albertson's Frozen Custard. The woman says an umbrella outside the shop hit her in the head, Meanwhile, an East Naples woman is suing Publix. She said she was leaving the grocery store when an umbrella on display blew on top of her. Damn, man, y'all some motherfucking pussies out here, man. People trying to get paid off of anything. Damn. All right, good old New York. Guess what happens? Bill Clinton offers himself as lottery prize. I wouldn't buy that for a dollar. No. Bill Clinton believes that he has come up with a better method to wipe out the financial obligations outstanding from his wife's failed presidential bid. He is raffling himself at $5 a chance. And an email sent to millions of people who supported Hillary Clinton's White House campaign, a former president asked, "How would you like a chance, the chance to come up to New York and spend the day with me?" Oh yeah, I'd love not to do that. Man, what kind of fag ass scam is that? But he done sent it out to a million people, so a million people finna send them $5. And one motherfucking person might motherfucking get to come there and visit. Who the fuck cares? All right, hold on, people. Breaker 4-9, go ahead. After the show, about 45 minutes over. Alright, about that. Right. Yeah, see, people, you got to fight fire with fire. You can't be talking all reckless on the phone, right? So, since we operate on police communication lines, you have to operate in line of the police. You know what I'm saying? So, you use their same language and terminology. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that's how you talk. Down here, Metro PCS stands for the Metro Police Communication System. Or service, however you want to run it. That's what Metro PCS is. So if you have a Metro PCS phone, you are operating on a police communicated telephone. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, you need to govern yourself accordingly on how the hell you talk on the motherfucking phone. Yeah. If not, get fucking get what's the name? Goddamn what's that service, man? The shit, the magic jack. Yeah, the magic jack shit. You know what I'm saying? Plug that, and then you can make calls over your fucking computer, man, untraceable. Well, they ain't going to be virtually untraceable, but to your local area, they're going to be untraceable. You know what I'm saying? So, if you got to talk reckless, that's how you do it. All right, check it out. We're in New Zealand. Damn, we're way over here in New Zealand. Where gang vows to hunt down and punish Boyce's attacker. Yeah. Black Power gang members have vowed to hunt down and punish a gang affiliate who attacked a preschooler in a playground because he wore a red shirt. The abuse of the four-year-old as his father's back was turned is the latest of several violent gang colors incidents. It has sparked outrage within gang circles and from the police minister. Y'all some stupid motherfuckers, man. People are some stupid motherfuckers. Golly, people do some stupid shit. And for that, you know what I'm saying? That's just stupid. Upfield, England. Where the fuck is Upfield? Well, that's where we're at. Upfield, England. Pig received voter registration reminder. No, not letter, reminder. Right. A British woman said her pet pig received a letter from officials encouraging it to register to vote in the general election. Pauline Grant, 73, of Upfield, England, said her pig, Blossom, received several pieces of junk mail each month due to a land registry error
when her building was renovated 2 years ago, and the animal recently received a notice reminding her to register to vote in last week's election. No, that just shows the state of mind of your state. Yeah. Ignoramus. Uh-oh. Someone at the door. Yeah, Monica Lewinsky, yeah. I'll buy that for you, Bill. Give me $10,000. You'd be buying it with Bill's money that he gave you, bitch. Let's go to London. Where they have a pill to help you live past 100 years. Yeah, go ahead and cheat life. That's what I'm talking about. A pill that will help you live to 100 and beyond may be available within 2 years. The drugs, a spinoff from research into age-related illnesses such as Alzheimer's, are already being developed, according to an American professor. Pharmaceutical companies are developing these drugs now. Professor Nair Barzilai, one of the world's leading experts on aging, told fellow scientists at a London conference they will probably be available for testing from 2012, the magical year. Right. United Kingdom, the UK. Yeah, man is in court over squid picture. Andrew Diamond, 46, was arrested after police allegedly found a stash of porn on his home computer. He was charged with possessing an extreme pornographic image which portrayed in an explicit and realistic way a person performing an act of intercourse with a dead animal, namely a squid, which was grossly offensive, disgusting, or of obscene character. Damn. Prosecutors amended the charge when it was admitted it could have been an octopus in the picture. What the fuck? What the fuck difference does it make? Octopus, squid, dog, cat? Bitch, it's a fucking animal. Y'all gonna get enough of that goddamn bestiality shit, man. Y'all gonna get enough of that. And that would do it for your Nutty News, man. That's brought to you in part by Nutty News Today. You know what I'm saying? All your wild, weird, and crazy off-the-wall news, man. Go to NuttyNewsToday.com and check them out. So since we're in the 10,000 shows, you know what I'm saying? Got to let y'all know.
You have made me very angry. Angry indeed.
Oh, no, not you guys, Fucking love you guys, you know what I'm saying? Fucking love you guys. And got some new one coming for you. This is the Jackal, you know what I'm saying? This is Walk the Block, you know what I'm saying? Scoot! 10,000 motherfucking show listeners, man. Looking for 10,000 more. Oh, like I said, man, don't never believe what the fuck I say when it comes to the news. Go and read it for your motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Minimal, nigga, the shit you do is minimal. You tell the stories to get a little visual. You're like a hope for God that's so spiritual, fucker. The shit you say is minimal, nigga, the shit you do is minimal. You tell the stories to get a little visual. You're like a hope for God that's so spiritual. How the fuck you get money with this minimal tribe? Use a fake motherfucker telling minimal lies. Saying you got the block lock with only minimal ties. Saying you run the block hot with only minimal dies. Your life ain't worth shit, it's like minimal lies. How the fuck you gonna rush me with just minimal guys? I get a motherfucking gun to hear a million cries. You think you got coming when I cover the sky? Anyway, back to the minimal talk. You say you're fucking out with only minimal spark. You ain't a dog, you a puppet.
it with the minimum. Bars when I'm ready for the party. It's the minimum. You know you ain't packing shit while you're gripping your hip. This little shit motherfucker gonna split your lip. You walk around with paper drips, you know, ready to drip. We're an American's economy that doesn't commit. What the fuck I just heard that you're ready your wit. So you rap about shit and you don't own this shit.
Young star, yo,
yo.
Young stars.
No. Okay, here, why niggas even act that odd? When it goes full like my gun shows on retard. Young nigga, no brain, I'm a retard. Rain hollers on your head like rain from God. Until you taunt your niggas, ass or no guard. Until you see my face, your ass or no guard. Unless it's drugs, it's a product exposed to me, it's garbage. Yo, pick up the pace of a pistol race. But I'm a winner, send my tools for killing my fucking nemesis. It's all the race without me, like I'm the genesis. I'm the man behind the gun, I make it fight. Fire nigga from his life, I'm the boss bitch. Leave a nigga topless like my cutlass. Cutlass and you can cut a nigga's hardness. Like a crack in my cage, hit the hard dick. PSP hit my face, so no thought shit. Got a problem with living, I can solve it.
Yeah,
I got the automatic hanging like a dog leash. I don't give a fuck if you call police. I don't like these traps. All right. I'm coming from water when it's so cold. On the block, so hot. On the block, stay cut. Come on, let me hear a girl. Look like dreadlock. Yeah, I feel the cut. And I read on the dreadlock. Sick of kids running around like a Samson. Just around that a nigga with a mask on. Grabbing you and you with no task on. I'm grabbing you and I drew with no mask on. I don't know what to be like, what to be like. Better see right on the G-side when the shots get cuffin'. Ain't no cuffin'. Somebody's up and heaven ain't nothing.
Yo, I'm setting up in these slippery grounds. They talk hard when a nigga ain't around. Yo, we can't see a bitch. Them niggas keep it still. Y'all niggas really ain't real. We just tell them niggas that don't get your ass killed. Keep a frozen head in the freezer, that's ill. Next time you in your mouth, man, the beats don't spill. Now I know you wanna keep it all back. Watch out, I got the name Jack. See the stories you tell from the movies you've seen. But I just record what I've seen from the crime scene. Check my record, homie, I ain't green. I've been hustling since I was 13. Ready to drop bombs and make cream. Logic entertainment, dog, that's my American dream. Nigga, the shit you do is minimal. You tell the stories, get a little visual. You're like a hope for God that's just spiritual, fucker. The shit you say is minimal. Nigga, the shit you do is minimal. You tell the stories, get a little visual. You're like a hope for God. That's just spiritual. The shit you do is minimal. You tell the story to get a little visual.
Just to what? See what? Yeah.
Now we can do it all day till the sun goes down. Baby, why you frowning? Put on a smile. Let's get a peek like you posted for COVID.
10,000 show listens Thursday, man. This right here is motherfucking Goofy Bone, Bruce, LBX, you know what I'm saying, representing Straight Low Records in California, man. This is the song that started it all off, man. It's called What's Up, and this is my favorite song, you know what I'm saying, of all fucking time. Go check it out, man. Yeah.
Watch me get tipsy. Up at the club, doing what I can. I'm just an average thug, trying to fuck this beautiful thing. Not big kick with a nice little slang.
I'm from the evil side.
Yeah, from the hood. Knowing how I do it, it's all good. Going out to the charge to get a number. Then I say, why don't you come over? Get up in the sheets with me. The big ball coming around the town. Yeah, she's singing my song. As she walks in my hood, straight to the room. Yeah, you know what's up.
So hot, I read you like a book just to get to your plot. Now don't take this wrong, just some words in a song. But I really just wanna hit it all night long.
All night long?
Yeah, all night long. Girl, drop that song, let's get it on. Feet on the bed, lean your head. on the floor. Tell me what you like and I'll do that some more. So fresh, so clean up on the scene. Stepping out, cause that was all up in my dreams. See you chilling, all alone up in the corner. Tell the bartender, have you come over? Pick up a few drinks with me. Now tell me, can we kick it later on tonight when we leave? Baby, it's last call, you ready to fall? Whisper in your ear just to see what's up.
You can help them. God said we all a family. Let's help each other. All you all gotta do is just pass the torch. Don't be selfish with the torch.
Okay.
Have somebody, pull somebody up. All you can do is, let's start the day. Let's make this a brother day. Let's spread love. Let's reach out and touch somebody else's hand.
Pass
and make
torch,
this world a better place.
We
if we can.
Flame,
I know we can.
Flame.
Let's pass the torch.
Share the
oh, this is beautiful. Let's just pass the torch amongst each other.
Pass
let's start
pass
something.
Torch.
We can start
we
something that will last all over the world.
Flame.
Let's
share
stop the world and start spreading love
to
by passing the torch. It's enough. It's enough. Ain't no use of nobody being greedy. It's enough for everybody. All respect. I'm talking about anybody that got something they can help somebody with. Let's pass the
torch.
Pass
the
let's
torch.
Do this for the Lord.
We can't see the
let's
flame.
Start passing
we can't
the torch.
See the flame.
Oh,
share
we can
the
do
torch.
It.
Share
let's
the
start
torch.
To all the beautiful
it's
people in the world.
Flame.
Start spreading
the
some love.
Pass
start
torch.
Passing
pass
the torch.
Torch.
You can do it.
We can't
let's
see
do
the
it
flame.
Today.
We can't see
oh,
the flame.
It's beautiful to
share
pass
the
torch.
Share the
it's
torch.
Beautiful to help somebody.
It's time to see
oh,
flame.
You leave it. What you going to do? You can't take it with you.
Flame
let's
up, everybody
let's
flame up.
Let's pass the torch.
Flame up, everybody
let's the world
flame up.
See what the world's all
flame
about.
Up,
come on, let's bring another thing
flame
to the world.
Up, everybody
let's pass
flame
the torch.
Up. Help,
hit
flame
that
up.
Day again.
Hey, Rich, shout out to Nate Dogg, you know what I'm saying, for making that beat and all the beats that, you know what I'm saying, you hit your boy on, you know what I'm saying. And that's my dog Jet Set up in Hollywood, California. Holding down real big, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do, you know what I'm saying? We come out with the positive messages when it's time to. And that was the motivation for pass the torch, you know what I'm saying? Time for to stop being a fucking crab, you know what I'm saying? Stop trying to hold on to your so-called secrets and all the other dumb shit out there in the world that's keeping the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, from progressing. And, you know, pass the torch. We have a better world for tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? Let me give y'all some old American fucking headlines, you know what I'm saying, since this is a worldwide radio network, part of the trilateral radio, you know what I'm saying, which consists of myself, Captain Smells So Good, and Mr. Goofy Bone out of San Jose, California, and my home boy, Mr. Seti Baby Powder Fresh J, you know what I'm saying, representing Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. We make up trilateral radio. Part of the Trilateral Commission Network. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we do. So, too many sharks. Oh, Australia. Fucking around now. But did anybody know that scientists discover use for cigarette butts? Yeah. Anybody really want to know? Well, let's find out. Let's see, trillions of unsightly discards from smoking may actually have a benefit. Come on, mother, load up. Tyra Stanks is in the headlines. Pro golfer's odd punishment. What the fuck is going on, man? Damn flock. Flock is fucking up. Alright, people, let me go to some other headlines. You gotta be careful about these browsers that you use, people. These browsers suck. You know what I'm saying? Using Mozilla. I got Flock. I got like fucking 5,000 goddamn different browsers. And they suck. They freaking suck anal, you know what I'm saying? That's a word. All right, here we go. China scientists find use for cigarette butts. Only in Hong Kong, people. Only in Hong Kong. Chemical extracts from cigarette butts, so toxic they kill fish, can be used to protect steel pipes from rusting. God damn. God damn. A study in China has found this is what you motherfuckers is puffing on, people. Shit so toxic it can kill fish and so fucking powerful it can protect steel pipes from rusting. But you're putting this in your lungs. In a paper published in the American Chemical Society's biweekly journal,
Industrial Energy Engineering Chemistry Research, the scientists in China said they identified 9 chemicals after immersing cigarette butts in water. They applied the extracts to N80, a type of steel used in oil pipes, and found that they protected the steel from rusting. The metal surface can be protected, and the iron atoms' further dissolution can be prevented. They wrote, the chemicals, including nicotine, appear to be responsible for this anti-corrosion effect. The research was led by some long-ass name, School of Energy and Power Engineering. And corrosion of steel pipes used by the oil industry costs oil producers millions of dollars annually to repair or replace. According to the paper, 4.5 trillion cigarette butts find their way into the environment each year. Apart from being an eyesore, they contain toxins that can kill fish. Recycling could solve those problems, but finding practical uses for cigarette butts has been difficult, the researchers wrote. China, which has 300 million smokers, is the world's largest smoking nation, and it consumes a third of the world's cigarettes. Nearly 60% of men in China smoke, puffing an average of 15 cigarettes per day. God damn. See? And y'all motherfuckers thought y'all had it motherfucking bad. You got to think China is condensed. You know what I'm saying? We spread out with all our smoking. You know what I'm saying? China is just a bunch of people all kind of real condensed, packed together. So you start blowing that smoke around. Shit. Man. Right. Let me give y'all one more. How about that? You know what I'm saying? Give you one more. Little news y'all might not have known. You know what I'm saying? This is not nutty news. This is reality news. Get this shit pulled the fuck up, man. Shit's going slow. Once again, I'd like to thank everybody. Don't take this moment out. Thank everybody. You know what I'm saying? For all the love, support, you know what I'm saying, and the listening ear, you know what I'm saying, that you're giving out there, you know what I'm saying. You know, thank my homeboy DJ Party Time for all the promotion, you know what I'm saying, that he's giving to the show, you know what I'm saying. Thank Heavenly Angel, Side Night, Alexander, Easy Rider, my first co-host, Miss Tasha Triple X from Australia, you know what I'm saying, very instrumental in this show's development. You know what I'm saying? Giving it some character and everything. And, you know, is everybody who helped out, man. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate it. Yeah, what the fuck is going on? Yeah, it's super slow goddamn internet, man. This shit sucks. Movilla sucks. That's my Mozilla sound. Man, alright, here we go. Eminem is in the headlines. Anybody cares? Nope. Jupiter has lost a giant cloud strike. Gay rights group demands apology from Newsweek. Who cares? Sole survivor of Libya plane crash reunited with relatives. New York, the AG is expanding criminal probe of Wall Street banks. Rogue Thai general aiding red shirts shot in the head. Northeast searches in Times Square probe yield 3 arrests. All right, St. Pete explorers stricter or whatever the hell. And Florida sets up oil spill information line. Yeah, imagine that. Let's see. They got one. Our damn show calling. See what the fuck they talking about. Britney turned down Gaga's mega hit. Britney Spears, who I have, where that Soul Survivor is from. Oh, where he's from? Okay. Let's see, Soul Survivor, here we go. We're going to the Soul Survivor. Let's see. Libyan crash boy smiles at relatives. He's from Libya. Or is he not? Your video will start in a Oh, man, this is not a... This is a video. I can't view this. I was looking for the news on it, though. Libyan crash. Boy smiles at relatives. I don't know. Where is he from, then, people? The Dutch government? He's Dutch? What the hell is it? The Dutch government says the aunt and uncle of a Dutch boy who was the sole survivor of a Libyan plane crash are with them in a Tripoli hospital, as are other relatives. The Dutch embassy, damn, what the fuck was he doing on the plane? It says the boy, well, they didn't cut it off. They don't give you the rest of the fucking story. But what the fuck was he doing on a goddamn plane? Man, they don't give the whole... See, they got a video, people. They don't have... and I don't have audio. My damn audio is down right now. So I can't listen to what the hell is actually going on. And I'm trying to read, so... he's Dutch. He's from the Netherlands. Oh. All right. Nah. 22 days, the oil is still running out of the pipe, people. 22 days. That's what I meant to do. I meant to call fucking BP up. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, man. He flew in his arm and uncle. Man, that's fucked up. BP. BP oil. Less toxic dispersants lose out. Yeah, right. We'll pay oil spill cost early. Yeah, right. The hell you going to pay for some fucking oil? How you pay for oil spill? You know what I'm saying? BP Solar Global. Nah, I'm looking for BP Oil. Common stock. I bet you they stock went the fuck up. Yeah, they stock is up 8.8%. BP, there we go. That's what I'm looking for. BP, Gulf of Mexico response. Yeah, right. Yeah, motherfuckers ain't doing nothing. Subsea efforts continue to focus on, firstly, processing options to stop the flow of oil from the well through interventions via the blowout preventer. Come on, man. What did I just fucking read? The blowout preventer, and secondly, attempts to contain the flow of oil at source to reduce the amount spreading on the surface. These efforts are being carried out in conjunction with governmental authorities and other industry experts. Now, I just read on the damn Wikipedia about fucking Intox. You know what I'm saying? The goddamn Intox 1. Man, y'all got me fucked up. Oh, Xtox. What was it? Xtox? Xtox 1. Yeah, that's what it is. Xtox 1 on Wikipedia. Now, I'm going to read to you something. Now, do you see what they just said in their headlines? Now, let me read to you what happened in motherfucking 1979 and tell me if this is not the same bullshit. Okay? 1979, you know what I'm saying? The Xtox was being drilled. And blah blah blah, on a semi-submersible platform on lease to Pemex, in modern rotary drilling, mud is circulated down the drill pipe and back up the casing to the surface. The goal is to la 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 la. Without the counter pressure provided by circulating the pressure in the formation, allowed hydrocarbons to fill the well column, blowing out the well. The hydrocarbons caught fire and platform collapsed. Right. Okay. During the removal of the pipe, the drilling mud suddenly began to flow up towards the surface. Normally, this flow can be stopped by activating shear rams contained in the blowout preventer.
These rams are designed to sever and seal off the well on the ocean floor. However, in this case, drill collars had been brought in line with the BOP to purposely make sure this doesn't happen. Excuse me. And the BOP rams were not able to sever the thick steel walls of the drill collars, leading to a catastrophic blowout. Okay, now let's read what BP just said. Subsea efforts continue to focus on, firstly, progressing options to stop the flow of oil through interventions via the blowout preventer, which is the same shit that they motherfucking said. This is what went on. This is what happened. Okay, hold on. Let me read exactly what the fuck they was talking about. Because these motherfuckers is lying, man. Okay. And here we go. Further investigation, vehicles, variety of diagnostic techniques has increased. Other blowout preventing allowed planning to continue. So-called top kill of the well. This would involve first injecting material of varying densities and sizes known as junk shot into the internal spaces of the BOP to provide a seal before pumping specialized heavy fluids into the well to prevent further flow up the well. Plans for this option are being developed in preparation for potential application next week. Work continues to collect and disperse oil that has reached the surface of the sea. Over 530 vessels are involved in the response effort, including skimmers, tugs, barges, and recovery vessels. Over 120 flights have been made to apply dispersant to the spill since the response effort began. Right. Okay, the contaminant dome. Okay, this is what they're talking about. No, this is about the dome bullshit. The contaminant dome that was deployed last week has been parked away from the spill area on the seabed. Efforts to place it over the main leak point were suspended at the weekend as a buildup of hydrates prevented a successful placement of the dome over the spill area. A second smaller contaminant dome is being ready to lower over the main leak point. The small dome will be connected by drill pipe and riser lines to a drill ship on the surface to collect and treat oil. It is designed to mitigate the formation of large hydrate volumes. This operation has never been done before in 5,000 feet of water. I think I beg to differ. Because back in fucking 1979, this is what happened. In the nine months, the government had 2 months to prepare, you know what I'm saying, booms to protect major inlets. You know what I'm saying? What they did was permissively remove the bit, run the drill back to the hole, pump materials down, and seal off the fact that we're calling it off. Okay, now listen. This is what they're talking about. Okay, at the time of the accident, was drilling at a depth of 3,600 meters, approximately 11,800 feet. Now, they talking about 5,000 fucking feet. They was back in 25 years ago, was 11,800 feet below the sea level. Below the sea floor. The day before Ixtoc suffered the blowout and resulting fire that caused her to sink, the drill bit hit a region of salt strata. Subsequently, the circulating of drilling mud was lost, resulting in a loss of hydrostatic pressure. Rather than returning to the surface, the drilling mud was escaping into fractures that had formed in the rock at the bottom of the hole. PMEX officials decided to remove the bit, run the drill pipe back into the hole, and pump materials down this open-ended drill pipe in an effort to seal off the fractures that were causing the loss of circulation. Now, isn't this the same fuck shit that I just goddamn read that these some bitches talking about they trying to do and have never done before at 5,000 feet when it's been done before at 11,800 feet? It has already motherfucking been done before.
now, man. Some bitches. Man, the shit has been. Hold on. How did they? How did they? Okay, the damn shit is real. Okay, how did they shut it off though? Started fires, RAM 7. It was the way they did close it off though. That was the accident aftermath. Okay, further reading. Okay, blowout. Okay. I read somewhere how they fixed it though. Blowout preventer drilling tower. What the fuck was it? Blowout preventer? Blowout preventer during well, drilling well in the vendor's valve may be closed and pressure from the underground formation causes fluids such as oil and natural gas to enter the well borne and threaten the rig. By closing this valve, usually operated remotely via hydraulic actuators, the drilling crew can prevent undesired fluid flow, thus regaining control of the well bore. Once this is accomplished, often the drilling mud density within the hole can be increased until adequate fluid pressure is placed on the influx zone and the BOP can be opened for operation to resume. The invention and use of BOPs were instrumental in the ending of oil gushers, which were dangerous and costly. Okay, failures. After the deep water rising, the blowout preventer should have activated itself automatically to avoid an oil spill in Gulf of Mexico. Underwater robots were sent to manually activate the mechanisms and switch to no avail. As of May 2010, it is unknown why it failed. Gamma ray imaging of the preventer conducted on May 12th and 13th showed that most of the preventer's internal valves were indeed closed. Whether the valves closed automatically during the explosion or were shut manually by ROV work is unknown. However, the venting of oil continued despite the closure of the preventer's internal valve system. Man, please. The fuck is BP's number? That's what I want. Contact goddamn BP. Call you some bitches up. I don't want the American press office. I don't want that. I want to talk to you mother. To report oiled or injured wildlife to discuss spill related damage. Yeah, that's what we want to do. Give them a call.
Thank you for calling the BP Oil Claim Reporting Line. This call may be recorded or monitored for quality control purposes. If you are calling to file a claim for the first time, please press 1. For questions about previously reported claims,
thank you for calling BP Oil Claims Reporting. My name is Carrie. May I have your first and last name, please?
Yeah, actually, this is not a government name. I'm a radio show host, so my name is DJ. Smells so good. If you want to write that down, got a question for you. What is this line designed for?
I can give you a number for media.
Okay, yeah. What is this line designed for?
Just claims.
Just okay, not actual questions or anything like that. Yeah,
nope.
Is there a? I'm not really looking for the media line either because I need somebody to answer specific questions related to the oil spill, not media questions, actual scientific questions.
Okay, well I can give you a number to call.
Okay, what that number would be?
1-985.
1-985.
Yep. 902. 5231.
Okay, what number is that for?
That's for any concerns, information and concerns.
Okay. And is there a operator to pick up, or is there a main contact person?
I'm really not sure.
Okay. Alrighty.
Okay.
Alright, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
trying to blow me off, but fuck it, let's go.
You have reached the Unified Command for the Deepwater Horizon response. For the most up-to-date information about ongoing operations, please visit our website at deepwaterhorizonresponse.com and link to our Twitter and Facebook pages. If you are a member of the media and would like to talk to the Joint Information Center, please press 1. If you are a concerned citizen and would like to volunteer, please press 2. If you would like to report wildlife in distress, please...
Deepwater Horizon Joint Information Center.
Yeah, how you doing today?
Doing pretty good. What can I do for you?
All right. Well, I guess you already know I am with the media. Just have one, just got a couple of questions if you possibly could answer them. I'm just trying to figure out, like, what steps are you actually guys at right now repairing the oil well?
Well, there's some folks from BP that might be able to describe the process a little better, but have you been on our website and checked out our latest updates?
Yeah, well, I've been looking at contingency plans, and I've been on a couple of different websites.
Have you been to deepwaterhorizonresponse.com?
Okay, and I'm actually online now. I can check it out real quick.
Yeah, that would. If you want to find out like up-to-date stuff, that's going to be the best place to check. And we have we put out a couple press releases a day on ongoing operations, and you know, from multiple agencies. There's photography and video. And
okay, now let me ask you something. Now, you aware? You sound like a pretty young guy, actually. So were you aware this incident has already happened before?
This incident?
Yes.
No, I'm not aware of that.
And you've never heard of the Ixtoc 1?
No, I haven't.
The Ixtoc 1, which was an oil well that actually did this exact same thing in 1979.
In 1979? Where was that?
On the Gulf of Mexico, right in the Bay of Campeche.
Oh, wow. Okay. That was in 1979. Was it as deep as this?
Actually, it was deeper. It was approximately 11,800 feet below the seafloor.
11,000. Let me write down this. I'd love to look at it myself.
This is on Wikipedia. This is information on Wikipedia.com.
What's the name of it again? One more time.
Ixtoc. Ixtoc 1.
Ixtoc 1. Okay.
And it was an exploratory well in the Bay of Campeche off the Gulf of Mexico. It did this exact same thing, but, you know, and it's an actual solution to seal in the pipe.
Okay. Did it explode?
It exploded. It was a semi-submersible platform where the hydrocarbons filled up the well column, blowing out the well. Hydrocarbons caught fire, platform collapsed.
Wow.
This is the exact same thing.
Okay. Huh. Well, I imagine, our guys are using that as an example.
The shear rams contained in the blow preventer failed, and which should have shut off the well at the bottom, which is the same situation we're following in now, 25 years later.
So you're saying the blowout preventers didn't work for the...
For the old one, which is the same thing that we're going into 25 years later with so-called new technology.
Wow.
Just giving you a heads up, brother. I mean, because it seems to me like everywhere I've been calling, nobody seems to understand that this is not a new occurrence. And I'm not the one for the conspiracy theory, but I am one that is concerned about my environment. And when this happened, you know, the government had over 2 months to prepare, you know what I'm saying, to protect, you know, inlets. But it took 290 days to cap this, and it spilled out over 3 billion barrels of oil.
That was in 79, you think?
This was in 79. It spanned over 162 miles of Texas beach
and killed over 1,421 birds. And this is all public information.
Uh-huh. How did they finally do it?
I'll
read up on it myself.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But it took a few months?
Yeah, actually, it ended in, where is this, June 1979 to March 3rd, I believe, 1980 was when they actually got it capped.
June to March?
Yeah. And it was at approximately 290 days. Yeah, March 23rd, 1980.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it was approximately an average of 10,000, 30,000 barrels per day that was discharged. And they're saying only 5,000 are being discharged right now. So those numbers got to be way off.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, brother, my show is about to end, man. I thank you, you know what I'm saying, for, you know, giving me some insight. And I do hope, you know what I'm saying, you give some follow-up on that information.
I will. I definitely will. I hope that website's useful for you.
Hey, thank you, brother, and I'm going to definitely check it out.
Okay.
All right.
Take
have a great
yourself.
Day. All thank right.
You.
And we ended that on the best fucking note that we could possibly end that on. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Thank you on the 10,000 show listens, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all check that out, man. And we're going to see if we can get some things stirred up, man. You know what I'm saying? Because the information is out there, people. And if you don't put the information out there, nobody will know. And believe you me, in the smallest sectors is where it's going to fucking count. And when that motherfucker, if he really cares and he's really concerned, he's going to get on his goddamn job. And then you're going to see that shit in the headlines. This shit happened 25 fucking years ago, and it is happening again. This shit is a man-made fucking problem, and it's being exposed right here live on the Reckoning Game radio show. You heard it here first. Peace out, people. Much love to you. Y'all already know. 10,000 shows. Oh! I got to get up here with, Oh, it's back.
I'm not back in 5 minutes. Just wait longer.
This is like right now. You're checking out your boy DJ Smell So Good, the CEO of Wrecking the Game Entertainment.
Throw it back, 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 mama, back, hit your boy on the track, mama. Young Flo got the whole club packed, mama. Lil mama got an ass so sick, so make a nigga wanna spend cash on it. I pay for it, I pay for it. Can I buy you a drink? I pay for it. Six shots of a tone, get up in the zone.
Damn, lil mama can't leave you alone.
Look at lil mama with the big old booty. Looking real good with a her and a doobie. Shorty so clean with a fresh beard, Gucci. Back on the scene, I'm a fiend for the coochie. Oochie, coochie, la la la. Big old booty, so many hoes in the club on swole. Throw it back, mama, don't dance on the pole. Throw it back, mama, throw it back, 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 throw it back.
When you throw that ass on me, you can throw that pussy on me. When you throw that ass on me,
I'm not back in 5 minutes. Just wait longer.
Yeah, she getting loose like a rubber band. Yeah, got them jeans stretched out like a rubber man. Okay. Shawty talking like she trying to get hurt. Whoa, shawty wet dog, she making rain when she twerk.
Uh-huh.
I came on the perk, I'm leaving on a sex week. Shawty got fat lips, I am a neck bang. I got green, making thunder and lightning. Got the local weather man out here trying to fight me.
Let's go.
Shawty, I ain't jacking, I'm watching. Make everybody hit the flow when she popping. Fully
uh-huh.
Automatic, she popping and popping good.
Woo.
She ain't got a girl, she popping the throw up a hood.
Yeah.
Walked up on a light, shouted, what's good?
Yeah.
Got the wife inside, but I beat it real good. That, it was a rap. Started whispering in my ears, I'm in low from the back.
Throw it back, 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 throw it back. When you throw that ass on me, you can throw that pussy on me. When you throw that ass on me, when you throw that pussy on me.
Throw it back, mama.
mama. I got nothing but sack, mama. I make it rain and I ain't in the trap, mama. I make it pour, act my dog. Frontin' assholes, we ain't fuckin' with y'all. Four, pack, the boy, pack, little mama with the skirt, we a thong. At, and I can care less, we a thong. Yeah, but I really wanna see you shake all that. Big, fat, thick, ass, slim, waist. Pretty in the face. Look a little mama, goddamn, she's straight. Look a little mama, goddamn, she's straight. Can I grab that, snag that, later on, smash that, work that, twerk that. So you gotta hurt back, flip that. Kitty cat, oh, it's a rizzy rat. No, it's only right, young flow, get rid of that.
Throw it back, 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 throw it back.
Oh, behave.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.